This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship stations in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan family automotive studio as well to great radio stations all across the country in the Caribbean and around the world too, broadcasting live via the internet and the satellite live online right now. Now, a special shout out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's helping out in the coronavirus effort, too. Thank you for keeping America free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and the roughnecks working the oil fields up there in the northern tundra, as well as around the world. Thank you for what you do to keep America rolling along. And oil drifted up yesterday a little bit, so you guys will be happy. You can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. When you get in there, click on the like button, like it, and then jump into the chat room like a lot of people are doing right now, having a conversation with us there. And without further ado, here is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Remember, you can go over to FoundersCode.com and check out all the stuff she does over there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk about Mr. Well, let's talk about, first of all, this Black Lives Matter woman. I believe her name is Hawk Newsom. And I just want to play a little short clip of what she had to say on Fox, and then we'll throw this into something else here.
Afterward, President Trump tweeted his reaction to your statement. This is treason, sedition, insurrection. Question, sir, what do you accomplish with rhetoric like that? How do you think that helps?
Well, here's the thing. A lot of people don't understand how the streets or the people feel. I have an in-depth knowledge of this. I live in the Bronx. I live amongst the people. So it's not like I'm sitting here pushing a button, or anyone can push that button. But if people keep seeing these images of their babies, of their relatives, of black people being killed, they keep dealing with financial inequality and inequity, and it reaches a point of frustration, then people lash out. This is a matter of inevitability that people will lash out because they're feeling like they're backed into a corner.
Now, that's such a wonderful thing for him to say, but let's couple that in with what they're doing with defunding the police. First of all, shootings, just shootings in general, are up 146% in New York City. And in Los Angeles yesterday, the council said, well, we're going to cut the police and law enforcement $145 million. Well, somebody spoke up and said, not quite so fast here, folks, and it was the sheriff of L.A. County.
All right, well, this cat, Black Lives Matter, was really speaking in platitudes and offering up the excuses for the behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
And There are no excuses. We have processes for complaints, for petition the government. We have these checks and balances, and they've chosen not to do them.
Mm-hmm.
All of us have an awful lot of frustrations. We have frustrations with waste, fraud, and abuse of government. We have frustrations with, you know, the things that Nancy Pelosi says about Republicans and about the president and about Mitch McConnell, for instance. I mean, Nancy Pelosi has come out and said some ridiculous stuff. That she's passed laws in the House that are just outrageous. Of course, then they get over to the Senate and they fall on the floor. But that's the process. That's the architecture of our system. So under a panic situation here, we've got all of these pockets of defunding A, B, C, D, and E. We're defunding and eliminating monies out of law enforcement. We're taking down monuments. We're eliminating flags. We're doing all these things. Okay, so on the other side of this, of defunding law enforcement and taking down, you know, statues and whatnot, are we gonna have peace on earth after all of this? Because I'm here to say to you that not only did we have a lot of these cities, Oakland, Chicago, New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, with ungoverned spaces, but when you take $145 million out of the police department in Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have a larger ungoverned space, are you not?
You bet.
Now, just as an example, I would challenge the listeners, what is it that the military leadership, you know, with the commanders on the ground in the battlefield, what is it that they say about ungoverned spaces? If for nothing else, take a look at Libya. It is a country that is still ungoverned. you got all parts of Syria ungoverned, Afghanistan ungoverned. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So do you think taking $145 million is going to make Los Angeles stronger and safer? I don't think so.
Of course not.
I mean,
not.
It's just they're actually blaming some of this, having to reduce these budgets on the loss of sales tax revenue because of COVID-19.
Yep.
And the businesses are closed. Okay, well, there's going to be some validity of that. But interestingly enough, did we see any other cuts in the California budget or in the Los Angeles budget?
No.
Other than the law enforcement?
No.
The answer to that is no.
No. All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, oh, by the way, Governor Andrew Cuomo in New York wants some special consideration on his part. We'll tell you what that is when we come back. You know, it just continues on and on and on. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And my conversations with Denise Simon brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature has a product called the Fruits and the Veggies, and that's what I'm taking because I'm one of those people, just like probably a lot of you, that does not get my normal amount of fruits and veggies. So because I'm not getting my daily requirement, I can do it by taking 4 capsules a day. And let me tell you something. It'll help you because I got a little bit more pep in my step. I feel a little bit like I got more pizzazz, if you will, and not eating enough of the right kind of foods. Of course, this definitely helps you. And the other thing is I always used to have the snackies, the munchies at night. Go buy the candy machine in there, and boom, I'd want a candy bar or something to go along with it. I have no desire at all since I've been taking the fruits and veggies to do that. So consequently, I've lost some weight. In addition, my blood pressure has stabilized, and my doctor says, keep doing what you're doing. So I showed him the pills, and he says, that's great. So for a limited time only, you can save 35% at balanceandnature.com on your order. All you got to do is go to the website, balanceandnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, RESULT. Or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, to start feeling better, go to balanceandnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. I'm telling you, you got to give the fruits and veggies a try. You're going to love them. And they taste good, too. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Morning.
Governor Andrew Cuomo came out and made a statement yesterday. Here is the statement.
Dr. Fauci said this, CDC head said this. The main driver was the virus came from Europe. And it was the greatest miss by the federal government of all time. China virus, China travel ban. Forget the China travel ban.
Okay, so we'll forget the China travel ban. But why is it that he had to say all of that when we knew that to begin with? But how did it get to Europe in the first place? Didn't it come from China?
Well,
China?
Well, I mean, he called it the China virus.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Which it is. So it would be interesting to see some kind of final mapping. I think we've had plenty of time right about now to see some kind of final mapping on how it went from Wuhan and where it traveled after that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do they say? Let's do some global contact tracing, you know?
Right. Now, Cuomo also said he wants the president, President Trump, to issue an executive order mandating masks everywhere.
Well, I mean, Pelosi is saying the same thing. You can't do that. I mean, people don't understand government. They don't understand civics. They don't understand the federalist system. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm. Highest local authority is what they call it.
Well, I mean, if this is a state issue,
yep.
If you want to issue the mask throughout your state, fine, do it. If you want your neighboring states to do the same thing, reducing your risk, get on the phone and have some kind of a confab with your bordering states, which they had already done during the heat of the COVID virus in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, some of these governors need a class in social studies, as they call it.
Yeah, which I don't think they teach anymore in school. And by the way, some of it was American history, too. We had courses in American history, and I don't think they're teaching that either. Okay, here's one for you. The Rasmussen poll came out yesterday. The question was about Joe Biden and whether or not he had dementia. Now, wait till you hear this. This is astounding. First of all, 38% of all the people in the poll believe that Joe Biden has, at the very least, the early stages of dementia. Then from there, it breaks down a little differently. When you go to the Democratic side of things, 20% of the Democrats believe that Biden has dementia, period. 25% believe that he's got the onset of dementia. But what's that going to do for him when it comes to voting in the fall?
Well, what's key here, and I believe this is why the Democrats and the Democrat Party are fine with keeping him there, because he may not, in fact, even if he got elected, he would have a cabinet and a vice president where all the power would be. He would end up just being a figurehead sitting in the Oval Office.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to watch who cabinet choices would be and his vice president, which I would argue somewhere between Kamala Harris and Susan Rice is a dangerous proposition.
Yeah, absolutely.
But now, they both give us an awful lot of material in order for us to not only defeat Biden, but to defeat Biden because of his vice presidential picks.
Yeah. Now, a whole bunch more Americans, especially Republicans, believe that the coronavirus outbreak numbers, the poll numbers, are exaggerated. What say you?
Well, at this point, it kind of doesn't matter what the number is. What's important to me is consuming hospital beds. And we're not at that point where we're consuming hospital beds, that we've got to go build, temporary hospitals and bring in mercy ships. So, it is now being used as an excuse, as a panic, because it's gotten to the point where media, if somebody's tested positive, it's almost as though it's a death sentence, and that's not where we are anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And they're using it as an excuse to not open business and not open schools. So it's kind of like, you know, are these people fine with just stopping all things in this country, just stopping it all? Because they're not, very few are saying, hey, just do A, B, C, and D, and we can go back to some kind of normalcy.
Alan West made an announcement yesterday, and he's recuperating from his injuries, going through physical therapy now. But he said that he was going to auction off his motorcycle days were over.
Right.
He was going to auction off his crashed motorcycle for the benefit of some veterans somewhere in Texas. So I'm not sure where that was going to be. Probably at his website is where you can find it, I think.
Well, he was on Mark Levin's show Sunday, and he had done a couple of press conferences prior to that, and that, of course, that Mark Levin show's taped.
Mm-hmm.
But he's back to running 3 or 4 miles a day too. So I think he's doing the physical therapy because of his collarbone and his shoulder.
Yeah. Now, the Democrats are back to their campaign season health care bill push. Again, they're trying to revamp the Obamacare and do some things to it and all that stuff. It's pretty much dead on arrival when it gets to the Senate.
Right.
So what's the purpose? Just to say, look what we did.
Well, that's precisely what I was saying earlier about Pelosi. The bills that she's passed in the House.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are falling completely on the floor. Then those that are in the Senate, when they get over to the House, they fall on the floor, which is where we have this whole law enforcement thing. So government's broken in Washington, D.C. So if you think that anything's going to happen between now and November, it's not, because we're certainly in the throes of campaign and in a presidential election. So the two houses of Congress are not going to come together for anything.
Are you going to Vegas anytime soon?
No, I'm finished with Vegas.
Well, Vegas says that their casinos are now considering going cashless to combat the coronavirus.
Okay, whatever.
I don't know. What are you going to do? Write your check?
It's pretty much cashless anyway.
Yeah, except for if you get lucky and you win the whatever it is, when you hit the one-armed bandits there, those are always coins or some sort of thing that you redeem,
yeah,
right?
So they'll just print it out like, you know, some kind of receipt ticket kind of thing, and then you go redeem it.
Yeah, I've seen those, come to think of it, that they do have the thing that prints it out, and then you get whatever you get, and then you go and they give you whatever money you won or haven't won, as the case may be. Okay, so what are you going to write about?
I don't know. I don't know.
All right.
I have a target-rich environment.
I know you do. All right, well, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bad channel. Stay low. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there to her website, check out all the different things that she does, and you'll know what she knows when she knows it. Founderscode.com. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Vice President Mike Pence told the nation's governors that the country is in a better place than it was 2 months ago, but he would not minimize developments in the Sun Belt, which has seen a sharp increase in cases of COVID-19. He and Dr. Deborah Birx, the coordinator of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, are traveling to Arizona later today, now an epicenter of COVID infections. Birx dialed in from New Mexico, calling Texas and Arizona significant hotspots with increasing positivity in New Mexico. She said officials are also monitoring upticks in Ohio, Wisconsin, and Tennessee. Birx noted many of the cases involved individuals under the age of 40. And Dr. Anthony Fauci said the message to young people needs to be that they're part of a dynamic to prevent the resurgence of coronavirus. Fauci attributed the rise in cases in Texas to Memorial Day celebrations, which did not show an immediate jump in cases, causing Texans to be too relaxed in their behavior. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Remember, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. And, of course, if you want the opportunity to become an aviation maintenance tech, which is a very highly paid and very much in demand profession, listen up to this message.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more of you out there are looking for something different. Maybe you've run the course, you've been laid off, or you've lost your job, or whatever the situation may be, and you've got time in your hands, and you're thinking about, well, is there something I could do that would be better? Well, yeah, you could become an aviation maintenance tech, where you would start out at about $60,000 a year on a 40-hour week. Now, here's the good thing. There's plenty
of extra work to be done to make that $60,000 look like thunder dust, because you can make a lot more money than that. And if that's what you want, an opportunity for advancement, an opportunity to make money, then let me tell you about the National Aviation Academy. The National Aviation Academy can definitely fill the void that you've got and give you a great career path with a great starting salary. And don't forget, two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard, Tampa Bay, Florida. So you can check them out online by going to the website naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Ask to take the tour. You'd be glad you did, and you'd be thanking me for it later. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Now, many times, Afghan troops are not vetted at all. And they're put out there in the field along with our military advisors, or they're put in circumstances where they're guarding our embassies or whatever the deal is with our military men around them. And as a result, we've had the green-on-blue attacks. And the reason being for that is because, again, Afghan is not vetting the forces. And a lot of these bad guys, these Taliban sympathizers or Taliban or ISIS or Al-Qaeda or whoever they happen to be, get in there and they just lay low for a bit. And when they get their opportunity, then they go out there and they take out some of our guys or some of the NATO troops that are there. And we need to do a better job of screening them. And Afghanistan needs to do a better job of screening them. So we'll see what happens as things go. By the way, the first female Army Green Beret candidate will be graduating from the Special Forces Qualification Course on July 9th. Congratulations and kudos to her. Don't know who it is yet. We're not being told, but when I find out, I'll let you know. But congratulations to her. That's a monumental feat to do that, and for anybody to do it. By the way, following an Army-led assessment, the Defense Department will be narrowing the number of different counter-small unmanned aircraft system solutions deployed by the Joint Force from about 40 to 8. And we're talking, of course, about drone systems. Now, the U.S. Navy is now learning about another officer shakeup, if you will, leadership shakeup, another high-profile Pentagon departure from the Navy. Don't know who it is yet, but somebody's leaving. And the Navy Coast Guard team of the destroyer Preble and the Coast Guard detachment out of South Florida seized 100 bales of cocaine, or 2,000 kilograms, aboard a low-profile, go-fast vessel in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. How about that? By the way, aviators in a small training detachment aboard the USS Gerald R. Ford were recently counseled by leadership after wearing an unauthorized and inappropriate patch. Wonder what they were wearing. I don't have a picture, so I can't tell. And the Navy is working through a backlog of about 42,000 sailors and their families who have been stuck in place after the end of a stop movement order that froze the permanent change of station process for sailors. This coming from the Chief of Naval Personnel, Vice Admiral John Knoll. And again, we'll have to wait and see what happens there. The Air Force doesn't have enough drone pilots or sensor operations, according to the Government Accountability Office. The shortage of drone pilots and senior operators is making it harder for the Air Force to balance those airmen's time in between engaging in combat operations and conducting non-combat activities. So if you want to learn how to fly a drone, you want to enlist in the Air Force? Now's your chance. Now is your chance. By the way, the goal is to identify and return remains of everybody on board the C-124 Globemaster, which smashed into Mount Gannett north of Anchorage on November 22, 1952, killing all 41 passengers and 11 crew members. And more fragments, body parts, were found from the 1952 Air Force plane crash in a glacier in Alaska. So they're going to try to get that identified and do what they need to do. Very, very sorry situation there. By the way, a former Air Force civilian employee has been accused of using his government credit card as a personal piggy bank. And as a result, he swiped a $1 million cash advance on a government credit card. Wow. How on earth can you do that? But he did. Wow. By the way, the Special Operations Marine Raiders have a new commander. Marine Forces Special Operations Command welcomed its ace commander when Major General James F. Glenn took the unit from retiring Major General Daniel Yu at the ceremony aboard Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. Semper Fi Marines, and congratulations, General Glenn. Now, the Space Force 3rd GPS-3 satellite will head to space on June 30th. And after its launch was rescheduled from late April due to the coronavirus pandemic, it is, in fact, going up today. Should be able to see it if you're in Florida. It's going to be a bright, sunshiny, clear day. And the Maryland Army National Guard is now letting everybody know that the people that went without checks on June the 15th should be reimbursed for missing wages by July 1st, according to a National Guard spokesman. What a shame that was. By the way, House Democrats' massive defense budget policy plan includes hundreds of provisions affecting Defense Department personnel, but also has one big proposal targeting the Veterans Administration workforce with paid parental leave for all department employees. 90,000 VA workers would get paid parental leave under the defense budget plan. Also, the Army Program Executive Office responsible for network modernization awarded the Leonardo DRS a $206 million contract to provide further installation kits for network systems. Now, this is going to be taking place pretty quick. Okay, coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Got some interesting things to talk about with him. So don't go anywhere. We shall return with Mr. Watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski. Okay, Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that's our buddy Donna Fiducia. She right about now is probably out there in the horse stables with her husband Don because they run the D&D Ranch up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And I'm pretty sure that's where they're at. Listening to us right now on our affiliate up there, 1330 WLBB, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ha out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Now, Relief Factor, you can find out more about them and the product and what it does by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. There's a little 2.5 minute tutorial there, a little video made by the father-son team, Pete and Seth Talbot, that'll tell you all about the capsules that you can take and that it'll reduce the inflammation, the swelling, and the pain that you got, which is what really counts. So the 1995 Relief Factor 3-week quick start is what you want to do by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. And if you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, just general muscle aches and pains from your normal everyday activity, I urge you to check out the all-natural product Relief Factor by going to relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
How you doing?
Remember when they took hydroxychloroquine out of the picture and said, no, that was experimental. It's not what it's supposed to be used for. It's a malaria drug. Remember when they did that?
Yes.
And we've replaced it with a drug called Remdesivir. Is that correct?
Well, it wasn't replaced. It's just a different treatment. It wasn't like, you know, removing one and putting the other one in. That was Remdesivir was just an alternative treatment.
Well, the hydroxychloroquine, the pills were about 90 cents each. A Remdesivir now is going to cost $2,340 for a five-day treatment. So are there some politicians that maybe have an investment in this product? Is that how come they pushed it so much?
Maybe it just works better. They're two completely different things. If Remdesivir can get people out of the hospital quicker than anything else, you also got to take into consideration how much it costs to stay within a hospital. And if you can get out of the hospital faster with Remdesivir, in essence, it's a wash because you may spend the money on the drug, but you're not spending money on a hospital bed. You understand?
Yeah. Okay, so it makes it cheaper in that sense. Okay,
yeah.
Speaking of spending money, the Los Angeles Board of Supervisors, L.A. County Board of Supervisors, took $145 million out of the police budget for the LAPD and the L.A. Sheriff. And the sheriff out there said, whoa, wait just a second here, not so fast.
Right, and again, those at Los Angeles, the surprise, the school board actually voted to keep the police within the schools. They didn't vote them out like they did in Oakland and several other places. I don't know where the money's going to come from. I really don't at this point in time. These people are out of their mind. They keep defunding these police departments. How are they going to go about operating? How are they going to go about making contributions to pension plans and things that they normally have to do? It's going to be real tough.
Yes, it is. And by the way, one in four U.S. CEOs now see a full recovery delayed until sometime after 2021 of the economy.
That depends on how the American people start reacting to this and whether or not they get over their fears. Fear is a very, very devastating thing. People who operate out of fear, they make poor decisions in life. They don't find themselves getting places in life. Masses of people that operate out of fear, it ends up becoming almost like a mob type of a situation. So it all depends on the American people and whether they're actually going to be able to see the forest for the trees and see through what this virus really is and whether or not we're going to be able to move on.
Now, the number of properties in the United States up for sale is in danger of flooding the market right now, all the way from New York to Houston. People are apparently moving, or maybe some of them are losing their homes, I guess. I don't know.
Listen, the amount of people moving out of certain areas of the country, there's been a trend from the Northeast and also some of the high-tax liberal states to red states for a while now, especially businesses. Obviously, what's taking place right now in some of the bigger cities is obviously people are starting to say to themselves, you know what, I can't stand this anymore. I'm going to move out of these places. I don't like being in a lockdown. Being in a lockdown for months at a time in a small apartment, I can imagine it's pretty difficult. It's difficult enough in the suburbs when you've got more space. So, I'm sure many people kind of at their wits' end, which is kind of forcing things in that direction.
Now, Facebook apparently is at risk because Starbucks just bailed out and took their money with them. GM is talking about doing the same thing. Who else is going to leave them?
They're not at risk at all, believe it or not. That's, it's a lot of that is fake news. People are taking their money, but they're doing it for a month. Some 2 months. I saw a couple that were going to go a little bit longer, but even some of the bigger ones like Unilever, which has millions of products, they're just not advertising in the United States. They're continuing to advertise overseas. It's all a part of the way they don't like the way Facebook, because the whole bandwagon is jumping on there, saying that they're not doing enough to ban hate speech on their platform. And again, it's a bandwagon type of a thing. The majority of Facebook's advertising, believe it or not, is not coming from big corporations. They have over 8 million advertisers, a lot of them small to mid-sized businesses, and they're continuing to advertise.
Mm. The Academy of the American Academy of Pediatrics now wants schools opened, and they say it's for the, not only the physical health, but the mental health of the young people who really don't run the risk or the gamut of getting the coronavirus because they're just not in that category where they will.
Stations making a really, really big mistake. People are making a really big mistake if they do not allow these kids back to school and allow them to get back into their lives. You're really risking not only mental health, physical health. You're going to set these kids back. You really are. People got to wise it up and listen. If you're one of those parents out there that are freaked out about coronavirus, and you know what, your kid can stay home. Why should this be this constant tyranny of the minority? If you're that worried, your kid can stay home. Let him take a class online. Enough is enough here.
By the way, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and his website is watchdogonwallstreet.com. You can go over there and find out all sorts of interesting stuff he's got and take advantage of his newsletter. You got your newsletter again, right?
I'm working on it right now, actually, yes.
Okay. By the way, it's that time of the year. It's an election year, so the Democrats, once again, are pushing their campaign season health care bill.
Oh,
expanding Obamacare.
I don't know how they can expanding it into what. I haven't seen what's.
I don't know.
The president's trying to. The Supreme Court decision is trying to get rid of.
That's right.
Obamacare, but you know they got to have something to replace it too. Which is again, there was a big failure of the Republicans over the Trump administration, the inability to do that in the early stages 4 years ago. And it's sad, but. I'm scared. It's frightening to even look to see what my health insurance bill is going to be if the Democrats get this through.
Yeah. Now, there's some good news coming out of Boeing because they just took a 737 MAX jet and made its first FAA test flight in, what, a year?
Wow. I think it's probably even longer than that. You may be right. I don't know, but I think it's probably even longer than that.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a step to get the plane
back in the air.
Mm-hmm. Back in the air again. And, when all said and done, the work that they put into this plane is probably one of the most over-engineered pieces of flying equipment ever after what had happened, and rightfully so. One probably says one of the safest airplane ever.
And finally, what is Larry Kudlow talking about when he says the U.S. is still poised for a V-shaped recovery despite the reopening setbacks?
I don't know on that one either. I don't see that in the cards right now. I really don't. Based upon the actions of various different places and governors and how they're handling things when it comes to this, I think that's going to be very difficult to do. Hope he's right, but tough.
Okie dokie. We will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day up there.
You got it.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go there, check it out, find out about all the great things that he does. And I'll be right back. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-86.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.